The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership. Today on WWER, we're going to talk about the arts. My name is Ted Tate, and I'm sitting here with Kathy Moran, who is, I guess, the president of the Colonial Beach Art Guild?
That's correct.
The reason I've asked you here today, Kathy, is because the second Friday night art walk is starting back up again in June.
And we're just as excited as anyone can be.
So by the time this airs, actually, we're planning on airing this that same week. So this will air Thursday night before the first Friday.
The second Friday.
The
first of the second Friday art walks, yes.
I flubbed that one, yeah.
No, not at all.
The beginning of the second Friday night art walks starting back up again. This will air just before that. And I'm sure people will be interested to know what to expect. By that time, we're also thinking that COVID restrictions may or may not be completely lifted. We don't know yet as of this recording. But what can you tell me about your current plans with regard to that June art walk night? Who's participating? Where will people be able to go? And what's it going to look like?
Okay. As I said, we're excited to be able to bring this back to the town. And it will be on June 11th, that's second Friday, and it is the second Friday going into the weekend of Potomac River Festival, which makes it even more fun.
What are the hours?
The hours are from 6 to 9, and we do have some new venues to talk about in addition to ones that people may remember from our pre-COVID days. As you mentioned, we don't know for sure if there'll be any restrictions in place at that time, but we had already planned to start out with what we'll call Art Walk Light.
Okay.
For example, Coldwell Banker, one of our favorite venues and a great supporter of the arts, will have work there by guild artists. I believe they're planning on live music, as has been usual for them, but sorry folks, they're not going to have the wine. So we just want to kind of avoid, in case it's still an issue, people, you know, congregating closely and staying a long time in one indoor place.
Yeah, the food table is probably pretty popular.
Yes. There'll be snacks at some of the venues. We do understand that one of our newer venues is going to have wine, or hopes to. They've applied for the banquet license. And that's the Colonial Buzz Espresso Bar, which would be a new entry on the art walk. And it's like the farthest away from what I would call the core art walk area.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope everyone will make the effort to go up to the Buzz and see the art that they'll be offering there. And to make it even more likely that people will want to do that, we have two studios open down on Colonial Avenue also. One name may be very well known to Colonial Beach residents. It's Mr. Steve Griffin, who taught art at Mary Washington University for years. Fabulous artist. Presently living in Montrose, but he has rented a studio at 29 Colonial Avenue, and a fellow artist, Del Ford, has rented the adjoining studio. So we kind of have the two ends of Washington Avenue covered now, and it's not that long a walk between them.
Get your steps in.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, put the Fitbit on and just walk on down there.
That counts as your exercise for the
mm-hmm,
day,
mm-hmm.
Even if you are drinking wine.
Okay. So that's what we're doing. Some of the other venues will include CB Brewery, who hopes to be in an expanded space by then, but regardless, they'll be covering what wall space they have with art. And the Dockside Realty down on Taylor Street, which is almost right next door to Jarrett Thor Gallery with the Artists Alliance. The Chamber of Commerce is rejoining us. And on Hawthorne, we'll also have the museum open with art, Holistic Haven. We'll have a wall of art, and Hawthorne Mercantile is planning to start up with us as soon as they can figure out the practicalities of it.
So all these places except Hawthorne Mercantile, we expect on that June night.
And I believe Hawthorne will at least stay open later into the evening just to give a, you know, a more vibrant presence to downtown and one more thing to do.
That's a lot of vendors and it, and several new ones. It's more than I remember the Friday night art walks having in the past.
They may have had about this many when we went back to the days when people could golf cart to them, and of course you can still golf cart to them, but we actually had people providing golf cart rides. And as much as I'd like to, you're going to have to just do it on a hop aboard friend basis, because there were some little issues about whether or not people had taxi driver licenses.
Oh really?
Yeah, so we can no longer promise to provide.
I see. Even though there was no cost to it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a shame when the worries about insurance and legalities get into and spoil things for us. Yeah. So each of those places are going to have art. Do you want to discuss any particular artists who are going to be featured?
I do. At the Chamber of Commerce, we'll have a guild artist, a guild member, Mickey Costello. She's actually from the Fredericksburg area. But she's regionally known and just a fabulous artist. In fact, you can see her work now. It's already been hung in the chamber, so any of the chamber's open hours, you can stop in and enjoy Mickey's work. And at the Dockside Realty, which is another of the, that's down on Taylor Street, which is another of the guild-sponsored venues, specifically guild-sponsored venues, we have a sister guild, if you will, for the Northern Neck Art Alliance. They're based in Montrose, but they include Colonial Beach all the way down to like Kilmarnock, Irvington.
Wow.
Yes, and they have actually, our connection with them has actually opened up opportunities for our own guild artists who are now participating in events and showing at locations in Kinsale and Hague and places like that where we may have not really had a presence before. So that's something that's just developed over the last year.
So this is a cooperative effort between different art groups. Excellent.
Who else would I like to mention specifically? Steve Griffin and Del Ford, we've already mentioned. Oh, let me tell you that the artist who will be featured at the Colonial Buzz is R. Waite Smith. And he is he's a fabulous representational artist. He has got a painting down there right now of a bald eagle in a that he happened to see in a tree over Eleanor Park that is just stunning. You know, it's like photographic realism, but at the same time it has this painterly aspect. You don't miss, it's as accurate as a photograph without being a photograph, if you will.
I've actually heard some buzz about that one, pardon the pun, on social media.
You probably have, and he's also well known on the, is it like, you know, these Renaissance fairs and so on, because he has a whole line of art that's sort of medieval, dragons, you know, damsels in distress, I don't know, but you know, just a whole medieval themed area of art, as
fantasy
well as,
book covers kind of thing.
Yeah, yes, which he does a wonderful job on too. So,
and those can be incredibly realistic looking. And you talked about how this eagle is almost photographic.
Yes, yeah, he's a marvelous draftsman as well as a marvelous painter artist. Yeah,
excellent.
So, lots of exciting things.
And I think everybody is excited just at the idea of being able to do things that we... For an entire year, we've missed out on all these events. You mentioned Riverfest, which is happening that same weekend. And the art walks have always been very popular for people to get out on a Friday night after, you know, after work and have a little wine and look at a little art and just chat with people and socialize, you know, and all of these things that we've really missed. And I think there's a lot of excitement that, oh, we get to do these things again. And I'm sure the guild, the members, as well as the venue operators are all excited at that. And the idea of just having people tromping through the doorways
of
their businesses.
We are. I mean, we did our best to stay busy in 2020. We did actually manage to hold our Potomac River Regional Art Show in the town center. We had all kinds of protocols in place, but it's a big open space, you know, and with one or two docents in there and just a handful of people at a time. We didn't do a reception or a judges awards or anything like that. We did have our awards, but we didn't make any sort of
presentations,
yeah. Right, just to kind of be as safe as possible. But we did that, and we showed down at Glen Allen Cultural Arts Center. And again, you know, the protocols in place meant that hardly anybody saw the show, but we just had to be doing some things to feel like we were still. And we also produced a lot of work.
Mm.
So
that brings a question, actually. Do you think there's more material that people have sort of stored up like squirrels with nuts all year long, and now this art walk is going to have a lot more material?
Yes, and it will be new to our audience, so to speak. You know, I mean, most artists do have things stored up, you know, unfortunately, but as opposed to already hanging in its forever home. But these will be things that no one has seen before. They haven't, you know, made the rounds of the venues already or something.
Right. But so it'll be a very dense show, if you will.
I hope so. Yes, excellent. I hope so.
Excellent. Lots of things for people to see. So that's very exciting. And now it will continue as normal from June, the second Friday in June, through the second Friday, all the way to what month?
We go all the way through December. We close only for January, February.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. And then start up again in March, historically. In fact, we had second Friday in March of 2020.
And then everything went to hell.
But we have been swapping out some art down there, and actually it's resulted in a few sales for some of our artists, because they, you know, this has been a hot real estate market.
Yes.
There has been some traffic through that building, so.
And people want to furnish these new homes, don't
That's
they?
Right.
Excellent. Excellent. Yep. So in addition to the art walk, which is, I guess, at least to my mind, what you're best known for as the Art Guild, what else does the Art Guild do?
Well, we just gave two scholarships to Colonial Beach High School seniors. We do that every year.
And what were those scholarships for?
What were they for?
Yeah.
Well, in the past, we used to ask that the graduate actually be considering some degree related, you know, an art-related field.
Mm-hmm.
But this year we graduated 39 students. It's just unrealistic to expect that, you know, it will necessarily produce a art-related degree-seeking student. So now we've kind of
So what were your criteria then?
One, apply. And I'm,
sounds like I'm, easy money.
Yes. And I'm saying that like it's a joke, but unfortunately, not many people apply for what available scholarships there are offered by the many businesses and civic organizations and so on in Colonial Beach. It's, you know, there's a group of them that applies for all. And then we only had three applicants. And when I say, you know, we gave two because that was what our
budget
allowed. But I happened to have a connection with I wear the same hat actually at the museum. So our third applicant received a scholarship also. It just had the museum.
From the museum.
Yeah,
okay. So. Okay. But, so everybody wins.
Yes, I mean, we want to support our students in every way. Just, you know, our younger students, BAM does a good job of that, and we try to, you know, support BAM in their.
Yeah, you two mentoring. Certainly cross.
We do, we do. In fact, we share some board members and stuff like that, so that we can have, you know, communication back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
We just finished up our part of refurbishing the Love golf cart.
Yes. The one on the boardwalk.
The one on the boardwalk. I had been involved in that with the designer, Jennifer Witte, who was a guild member at that time, and just she was the program or the project manager and just did so much of the work. All I did mainly was, you know, paint things and get mosquito bites. But you know, no, that's serious. We had the most mosquito laden summer that year. But you know, as you know, the weather's unkind to things. So a group of people in town were anxious to help when Maggie over at Maggie Lane at the town was able to get a small grant refurbishing it. And, you know, probably through Virginia Tourism Board, I think it was.
Okay.
And so BAM had students paint two of the letters, and the Art Guild painted one of the letters, and the, you know, the foundation did this, and other people did that, and
I got wind a little bit of this, and it was an unusual collaborative effort among very disparate groups, from the town government to the Art Guild to the foundation.
Yes, but you know, those public-private partnerships are what really push a town forward.
Anything else the Guild is doing? What else throughout the year?
Okay, so...
I mean, actually, I didn't realize that the Art Walk is almost the entire year.
It is. We have our annual... Well, this year it will be the 17th annual Potomac River Regional Art Show. And once again...
That's the one on the boardwalk, right?
No, this is the one that's held in Town Center.
Okay.
Right next to the library on Washington Avenue.
Right. And what's the date on that?
It's going to be in August, and we will open up on second Friday in August and then be open the following Saturday, Sunday, and each Saturday and Sunday through August.
Okay.
Okay. So, and when I say regional, we draw artists from, Manassas, Culpeper, Richmond, Alexandria, Washington, D.C., Bethesda, that sort of thing. We don't draw from New York or California or something.
Right.
But we do draw from, you know, the
Chesapeake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it includes some people who are pretty well known in their own neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be in August.
And that's a more traditional art show in the sense that it's a single venue. You go to it, you look at the art.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And it's although we, you know, expect and hope that people will enjoy it, it's also a more formal thing where you know, it is judged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are awards.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this year, with restrictions lifting, will there be like an awards ceremony of
the
sort?
Yeah, I think we'll be able to do that.
Okay.
Yes. And also, you know, have the second Friday reception there. So
it sounds like interest in the arts in general is kind of on the uptick.
Yes.
That's good for you.
I think so. And along that line, we have this Facebook presence, and we're working on getting a website presence again. But and through that, I've just recently had inquiries from people like that are moving here from Richmond and so on, and they were used to a vibrant art scene down there, and they have been contacting us to see what's going on in Colonial Beach in the arts, how they can participate in the arts.
Oh.
So we're going to have some new artists and some new art patrons. Okay, and also on this Facebook page I'm talking about, we put up notices about where our members are appearing. Well, we put up, first of all, information for our members as one of the ways we communicate with them, in addition to, you know, blanket emails and so on, about what opportunities there are.
You know, so actually,
calls for entries from different places.
Entries for, say, another art show somewhere else in Montrose,
right,
or someplace.
We've shown as like a group at Mattawoman Art Center in Southern Maryland. Three of our members right now are participating in the Coastal Arts Market which is once a month up in Leonardtown, Maryland. We've shown, like I said, as the Glen Allen Cultural Arts Center and the Ice Gallery out in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. And, you know, there's there's things that we're doing that our artist members are doing that we try to kind of brag about and also let people know about in case they want to make a day trip.
In terms of the Art Guild itself, if somebody wants to, say I'm moving from Richmond and I'm an artist, and I want to become part of the Art Guild, like you said, people have been reaching out to you. What is required? Are there dues, or how does that work, joining the guild?
Anyone can join the guild. We have members that do not consider themselves artists at all. They consider themselves art patrons.
Mm-hmm.
It's $30 a year, annual dues. There's a social aspect to it, too. Historically, we've had, you know, an annual guild picnic, and we expect to do that again this year. We've had an annual guild Christmas dinner, and we arrange...
And those are just social events where you're just getting together, having some food.
Right, just social events. Yeah. The group started, I would say, informally about 1999.
Okay.
Just with some folks here in town that had an interest in the arts. You know, they just wanted to do art-related activities.
And then it with other artists or mm-hmm. other people who had the same interest. And it's important for people to get inspiration from other people who do the same sort of thing. When you're doing something in a silo, you quickly run out of ideas mm-hmm. and energy. Mm-hmm. To do that thing. And so groups like this are important to keep people's interest up. It's why we have, you know, conventions and gatherings of right. many kinds. So in 1999, this sort of started to happen naturally.
Yes, right. And I think it was 2003 that it... I know that by 2005 there was... it was formally... not-for-profit and, you know, corporation in the state of Virginia, and bylaws and all those sorts of things had
somebody
been introduced.
Somebody filed papers. And,
right,
yeah.
yes. It had been formalized to that extent. So, but it was always a mix of, one of its primary missions is to serve its membership, its member artists, by supporting them in their art making and their desire to show their art. And then just what you were talking about, just kind of the supportive feedback, the opportunities for exchanging ideas and just the whole sharing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it still is that, but we began to also become, well, it was in our own best interest to also attempt to support and promote the arts in the town, because that would accomplish our personal goals as well. But we have tried to, I think, grow that area quite a bit.
And I think you have quite successfully. I mean, in terms of things like the art walk and everything, you know, you're doing a fine job of promoting the visibility of art in Colonial Beach.
Yeah, and it still serves, you know, like a dual benefit, if
Absolutely.
You will.
Absolutely.
But we do concentrate maybe a little bit more than our first, you know, almost purely social group did
mm-hmm.
on bringing the arts to population of Colonial Beach. And also supporting the other arts in Colonial Beach.
Well, Kathy, thank you very much for coming in and talking about the Colonial Beach Art Guild and all of the things you guys are involved in. Again, I think we're all excited to be getting out and doing the things we used to do. 2020 is the year that didn't exist
yes.
for many of us.
Okay. Well, thank you. And in closing, I would like to say please also look for our presence at the Potomac River Festival, June 12th and 13th. We'll have a booth then. And we also plan to participate, as we did in 2019, in the Boardwalk Arts and Crafts Show. And at all of these, yes, we have some inventory of our artwork for sale, but we really consider ourselves ambassadors for the town. It's just a nice town. We're lucky. We're lucky, Mr. Tate.
We yes, are lucky. We are. And having the Arts Guild is yet another reason we are lucky. So, Kathy Moran, thank you for coming.
Hey, thank you.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.